Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up.
Yeah, it is edited. Okay, good. If you end up taking drugs,
I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough.
It's Sugar Rubber Live.
Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need.
Great to be here, nice to have you there. Before we get to Hot Girl News, Jennifer and Anthony are online with us. Now, Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's, we had color confessions today, and Jennifer called up to confess that she has sexual thoughts about Seth Kushner when the two of you are making love. How does that make you feel?
Honestly, I don't think I can say I'm surprised. I mean, who doesn't?
I like this guy. I'm glad we decided to wish him a happy birthday on the radio. Yeah, normally we blast people who call up for birthday shout-outs, and I did indeed take a couple of shots at Jennifer, but she seemed to roll with it very well. Good-natured young lady. So then we thought we'd grant her her wish of wishing you a happy birthday on the radio. We would have her tell you live here. Jennifer, go right ahead and tell Anthony why you want to wish him a happy birthday and why he's so damn special to you.
Sounds he's great. A hardworking man. He's a hardworking man. He is having a rough day today, so I thought that I'd lie and try and get on the radio, and I didn't think it would get this far, but I'm really glad it did. He's an awesome dad, and I think the world of him.
Oh, is it not even really his birthday?
His birthday's actually on Saturday.
Oh, man. So disgusted right now.
Yeah, I was pretty worried on how this was going to happen, how the hell it's going to go down. I know you guys.
I didn't think it would get this far, honestly.
Well, you probably shouldn't have. On any good radio program, you definitely wouldn't have, but this is no good radio program. What's wrong with your day, Anthony? What's going on? You talk about some stuff?
Just the usual, you know, complain, your back hurts, traffic sucks, people are annoying, your mom forgets how old you are. Typical stuff.
I understand that. All those things happen to me and so much more. But at the end of the day, you got a young lady like Jennifer who sounds like she'd do anything for you. You'd do anything for him, right, Jennifer?
Of course I would.
Butt stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely butt stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, that wasn't even a second thought. What she would not do?
Anthony, is there anything you find highly annoying about Jennifer?
Well, just the fact she lied to put me on the radio and didn't have any warning about this.
That's weird. That's what we find annoying about her, too. We have so much in common. What do you do for work, Anthony? She said a bunch of your employees would hear and let you know.
I do pest control. There's a bunch of us riding around Tampa Bay area listening to 102.5.
Well, thank you guys very much for your support. That is worth putting you guys on the air. And now that we've lasted 2.5 minutes, I think it's time for us to part. But I hope your day gets better. I hope the two of you go out to a nice dinner tonight and have some nice some sex.
Or Saturday when it's his actual birthday.
Right, whenever you want.
Or
I think it was this
stuff.
Past Saturday. Or what? Or butt stuff. Oh, that's what you want. Okay.
Whenever we do some butt stuff, we'll have you in mind stuff. Don't worry about it.
So sweet. So sweet. Well, thank you guys so much for being fans of the radio station, and I hope you guys breed. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You won't breed if you do butt stuff, just so you know. Hey, Jennifer, I hate to tell you that, but that's not going to get you a baby.
Forget the Vinix. You guys are the best couple of Tampa Bay.
Wow. High praise indeed. Thank you. Thank you guys both. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. You're welcome. All right, so let's get into Hot Girl News real quick.
Today in Hot Girl News.
I have three stories. I have three hot girls. I have three callers. Story number one. When she needs a little confidence boost, the beautiful and talented songstress named Katy Perry searches the term Katy Perry hot for a quick reminder that she's still a babe. Needless to say, she's very successful. The move came after the Chained to the Rhythm singer posted two less than flattering photos of herself on the Instagram. Was feeling insecure about my last two posts, so boom, shot of her in Daisy Dukes with her boobs spilling out of a halter top, and then another of her in a beautiful, I don't know, it's a weird photo. Like, she's getting a face massage.
Oh, God.
It's a weird, weird thing.
I want to see the ugly pics.
Yeah, her April Fool's gag, she announced the cover for her fourth album is out. It's her in a sports bra and a laminated calendar in the background. She's coming off a breakup, which clearly messed with her mind a little bit. Everybody needs a little self-esteem boost.
Why does she post that?
I don't know.
She's just showing that she's a regular girl. And she wants all those regular girls to buy her new album.
That is for sure. That's why she did this.
Apparently she didn't want to be so regular, though, after she posted them. No. I mean, oh, here we go. Here's the other one.
Yeah, oh, that's...
Unfortunate.
She's still hot.
Sure, totally. If you're swimming in a pool this summer, you can float on Kim Kardashian's ass for less than $100. It's called the butt pool float. If you've ever compared Kim Kardashian's ass to a flotation device, and who among us has not, she agrees with you because you can literally buy her ass now. Kim released a bunch of new Kimoji merch on her site Tuesday. She is selling a float in the shape of her epic ass that'll set you back $98 plus $10 shipping. Currently available for pre-order. It'll ship as early as June.
You can't tell that's her butt, though. That looks like any other butt.
I wish it had some legs on it.
Yeah. You're just floating on a disembodied butt.
Is that a good price for a float, $100?
I would never pay $100 for a float. Not even if it has those cool beverage holders in it. No way. Not even a basketball hoop.
Who's buying this? Is somebody buying this seriously?
I don't know.
No, ironically. They're buying it very ironically, but unfortunately it just shows up as zeros in her bank account, not ironic zeros.
$98.
I mean, I would bring it to Caliente and float around the pool there.
That's where you would see
it. Yeah, you'll see one of these at Caliente.
You can bring your own float?
Turns out you can. Lilu Love told us she couldn't, and then I saw people in there with their own floats. So I might have to get myself a Kardashian floating ass.
You'd be more popular than you are right now.
It's not hard to accomplish, Seth. Finally, a Britney Spears concert did something earth-shattering, and it changed the political climate of Israel. I'm not kidding. An Israeli election that was slated to take place in July has been moved because it clashed with a Britney Spears concert. The pop singer will perform in a central part of Tel Aviv, Israel on July 3rd after touring Japan and the Philippines. An Israeli Labor Party primary election was scheduled in the same area on the same day, but now it's been moved to July 4th, which means nothing to them. Now, if Britney Spears can bring Pepsi with her, she can finally break the divide between Israel and Palestine. Because I learned yesterday that Pepsi has the power to break down any walls. So I would take advantage of this, young lady. Bring some Pepsi with you, and there will be no more debate over the sacred land near the Gaza Strip.
Who knew it was that simple?
That easy. Just a Pepsi.
Is she that popular that she could shut down Tel Aviv for the day?
Oh, yeah. How often do they get to see Britney?
But what happens? I mean, she goes to the venue, but how crazy is it in the city if she's going to be there? She's not just going to be hanging out.
Well, I mean, she might be.
No.
Getting some matzo ball soup or something.
Yeah, take her around a popular spot.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you can't have an election on a day when everybody's going to go see Britney. That'd be toxic. So let's find out who wins Hot Girl News by going to the callers right now, 727-579-1025. Hello, Mike. Who wins Hot Girl News? Katy Perry, Kim Kardashian, or Britney, bitch?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry wins Hot Girl News. All right. And then Shane, in your opinion, who wins Hot Girl News?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry wins Hot Girl News. Didn't the first caller say Katy Perry?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, you can't pick someone who someone already picked.
Katy Perry's hot, though.
I am well aware. That's why she's in Hot Girl News.
All right. If I had to pick, then I guess Britney. I guess Britney, because she shut down a whole country. That's pretty cool.
She sure did. Thank you. And then Christopher would say Kim Kardashian and her ass float. John Senning, we'll go to you first. Who wins Hot Girl News today?
Katy Perry for life.
Okay. Seth Kushner?
Katy Perry.
Soul Brother Kevin.
Ass float.
I'm going ass float as well, so let's do a little rock, paper, scissors, old school. Okay. SBK versus Seth. You go one, you go two, you go three, and then you shoot.
This is like karaoke champ versus karaoke champ.
Woo. Yeah, the two guys who are going to win. By the way, I've cut the lead to 8%.
You got this, Carabo!
Don't toy with my emotions.
All right. You got 2 hours.
TheBoneOnline.com. We have 2 hours to make up 8%. If you will please vote Garabo, TheBoneOnline.com. TheBoneOnline.com, vote Garabo. Gentlemen, whenever you're ready.
One, two, three, then we go?
One, two, three, shoot.
All right.
One, two.
Rock.
Oh!
Paper covers rock.
Yes!
SBK and Kim Kardashian win. Congratulations, Christopher. You didn't have to do a damn thing, and the booty float won.
That's right.
All right, hang on 1 second, and we'll get you hooked up with your prize. Could be the Spirit. Well, yeah, the Spirit of Suwannee State Park.
We've got the Suwannee Music Festival in Live Oak or Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows at the Mid-Florida Credit Amphitheater.
Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows together?
Yeah.
Man, that is a lot of women in their 40s who will be moist about the panty region. For that, I mean, Adam Duritz and Rob Thomas in the same place. It's 3 a.m. I must be Mr. Jones.
Counting Crows, do they headline that show? Because I heard Dave Harbaugh with Calta, because I think Calta's a big Counting Crows fan, and he said he wanted to.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I think he is.
Why is that funny?
No, he's just messing with it, right? He's not really a big Counting Crows fan.
No, he said he loves the Counting Crows, and he was trying to figure out what time to get there so he could avoid Matchbox 20.
That is such a little easy. No one is a big Counting Crows fan. Like, come on, really?
I was listening. That I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Are Counting Crows and Matchbox 20 even in the same realm? Does Matchbox 20 not even have many, many, many more hits than Counting Crows?
I think they have a few more.
Yeah, I think they do, too.
I Want to Push You Around, 3 a.m., Others.
Superhero.
I didn't know that one.
Unwell.
Don't know that one either.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
Well, Mr. Counting Crows, they got Mr. Jones. They got Rain King. They got Round Here.
December? Long December?
Long December.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's Tupac. Hold on 1 second. This one's for you, Calta. Sha-la-la-la. Down at New Amsterdam. This yellow hat girl, Mr. Jones, took up a conversation. The black hat man go dance, you know. She dances while the father plays the job. Suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance the silence through the morning. Everybody.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Some of that Spanish dancing, and pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones. He doesn't really, come on. Believe in me, Adam Duritz.
You know who I heard? And when you were doing that karaoke version of Counting Crows, I heard some Cajun Mechanic in there.
You guys are going to make me stop doing impressions. No,
it's, you know.
Never going to do impressions anymore.
No, they're always up. All your characters are a part of you.
I know. I know. They live inside
I
me.
I heard the Cajun Mechanic. I haven't heard him in a while.
A little tad bit of Gruden.
Man, I hate you guys. Someone you ruin all my.
It was like Cajun Mechanic meets Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's terrible. I said what everybody loves you. Yeah, I won't guarantee you could never be lonely like that lonely guy on Pepper. I said, I won't paint that picture, Lizzie LeBron Talk Roulette. I won't paint myself in that blue red, little black and gray. All of them beautiful colors, they're so very meaningful, you know, little jambalaya, you know where? Well, a gray, my favorite color. You know, that was so symbolic yesterday. And if I knew Picasso, I would my great guitar, and I, you know, I would play, I would say that. Mel Jones, you know, hand me a well. Knew the lyrics to this song. They suck even more. 727-579-1025. When we come back, we've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
You know that your You Versus Carmen and Spanish Versus Sinning, you guys have the exact same numbers.
Odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is odd.
Are they? But they're in the Calta show favor, right?
Yeah, they are. Let me refresh real quick.
You guys are both at 46%.
Man, I told you this refreshing during the show.
Yeah, 53 to 46. And, I got Spanish at 54 and John at 49 now.
Oh.
We're getting our asses kicked. We're getting our asses kicked. What does it take to get your vote? Huh? What does it take? What do I have to do to get your vote? I mean, sorry, that didn't work for Galvin. What do I have to do? Is it that you...
Maybe people could just call up and explain why they voted for Carmen over you. And maybe that could help you understand everything.
Oh, I understand it just fine.
That what? She's a girl? You think that's all there is to it?
She's a hot girl. She's very popular. You know? It's just...
Do you think you could have done anything that would have...
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's a damn thing that I could have done to win. Except maybe bust out the Cajun Mechanic and have him take a shot at it.
Barbecue crawfish.
Yeah! I got that barbecue crawfish for everybody out there. You want to cast a vote for Jukurabo, the Loud Bow Talk Show, City Fans Talk Boy. You want to vote for Carmen, that big ass boobies and she can't sing a lick. Yeah, she got a tattoo on her brown eye. I got no tattoo on my brown eye. I got back there's a little. I got a little Paul Prudhomme spice. I got a little jambalaya. A little. break down, I fix it for free. I rotate all your tires. I cook you up a batch of crawdads. Only thing Carmen can do, Cajun related. She squeeze that tail and suck that head. I want to miss my girl Gio, get that Old Bay spice all over your chin. Yeah.
Better bring some more.
Is that what you need from me? Is that what you need? Do you need Jesse Labonte Ventura telling you about all the different conspiracies in this country? Because you know there are a lot of them. You know, they say that our president is standing behind Bill O'Reilly. Do you know why they're telling you that? Because they want to distract you from the real issue. It's that we manufacture the weather with a thing called harp. And it's an angel's harp. You just play the harp and all of a sudden a tornado appears over Tornado Alley. That's right. A lot of different conspiracies out there. I'm here to expose them. I'm Jesse Labonte Ventura. Is that what you want? I'll give you whatever you want.
All you had to do was give him a stellar performance. I think you did that.
It's too late for that. It's too late for stellar performances.
Yeah, can you guys please help Drew win? Because there's no way he's going to be happy for anybody else on the show who wins unless he does.
Damn right. I mean, I'm really happy for you guys. Christine, what's up?
Hey.
Is this Christine Details?
Today because I've been cleaning the house, and this is the reason I'm calling you. I have a boyfriend I've been with for many years,
and we
didn't live together.
He's got hazard pay.
He works a lot. I'm not working, but I am in the process of looking for work. Mm-hmm. What is your criteria with your wife or your significant other in terms of keeping the house clean? I mean, I got yelled at this morning because he stepped on some litter that I didn't completely clean out of the guest bedroom where the litter boxes are. And
I really love to stay over at your place. You keep the cat litter boxes in the guest room?
Hey,
don't mind the stink.
No. I clean. I have one cat that's dying, and he has an issue with. He completely fills up the litter box with urine.
We don't call her Christina Details for nothing. Wow. You did.
I know. I don't want to get into that. But my point is, what is your criteria? What do you expect from your significant other in terms of cleaning the house?
Well, I live alone with. Well, I live alone with my son, so I do all the cleaning. I do all the cooking. I don't expect anything from anyone. If my son helps me, if he unloads a dishwasher, first of all, it's a miracle. Secondly,
well, then you should go ahead.
No, you tell me what I should do, please, Miss. I keep the litter boxes in the guest room.
Well,
go ahead.
If it's a miracle that you get your son to do that, then you have to be a little stronger on
Tell
your
me what
part.
To do, because you can't even clean the litter properly without getting yelled at. So tell me what I need to do,
please. No. You don't know my cat, how sick my cat is and what he does to the litter box. And I have two other cats.
Could still be cleaned a little bit. I side with your boyfriend on this one. Have you ever worked in television before?
I worked in television.
Oh.
We've discussed this before.
That's right. I always forget.
You know what, Phoebe?
Yes, and I had a great career in it, and I made tons of money, and I traveled the world, and now
still
I'm
can't
just
clean up that litter.
A normal job.
Still can't clean that
yes,
litter.
Yes, I can, still but it's can. Not my favorite job. I'll clean the house. It's
nobody's favorite job.
And
yes, Seth, what you got for Christine Details?
For some reason, Christine Details popped up at dinner last night. I guess we were talking about the show, and Phoebe told me she thoroughly enjoys when Christine Details calls.
I do, too.
I know.
I absolutely love
it. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So you actually like me calling.
Like is irrelevant. You ever hear of Stockholm Syndrome?
So actually making fun of me is more the accurate description of my phone calls.
Oh, no. We're genuinely concerned with what goes on in your life, especially the cats in the guest room who can't use the litter box properly.
Oh, no. Would you like to stay at my house one night in the guest room?
Sounds like an interesting bit.
What would you make him for breakfast?
That's the important question.
My favorite thing to have is I get a special oatmeal, not the regular Mr. whatever the guy is.
Regular Mr. Oatmeal, right. Wait, hold on one second, because I eat special oatmeal too. What do you get? What do you get?
You're talking while I'm talking. What? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just wondering. I eat a special kind of oatmeal every morning too. I'm just wondering if we eat the same special kind of oatmeal.
Yes. Well, actually, I'll kind of look and see what it's called. But anyway, I like to have it with... brown sugar, bananas, and honey.
Kitty litter.
And I'm trying to find it right now.
Okay,
and
take your time. Just
I
on the radio.
I can't find it. Yeah. But the one I don't like is Quaker Oats. I just found that one now.
There goes that.
Quaker Oats is just not a great brand.
I didn't ask you what we're not going to have for breakfast. I asked you what we're going to have for breakfast.
Oh, well, if you stay in my guest bedroom, I can make omelets with fresh vegetables.
Would you make me an open-faced tuna melt for breakfast?
What's that?
Take it easy. 727-579-1025. It's just something else.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, you know why we're losing this carry. Not we are not losing. I am losing, as is John. So go ahead.
Yeah. I know why you're losing. And it's not because Carmen's good looking.
Oh.
It's not because you're an ugly piece of garbage. Oh. It's because you're a dick to everybody.
I wasn't
Nobody
a dick
wants
to that
to
lady.
Vote for you. You're a dick to me, man. You told me my parents smoke crack.
It's the same guy from before.
You told me my parents smoke crack. You're just a little baby.
I cannot even understand what you're saying.
I'm crying like a baby, like you.
Oh, no, I'm not crying.
No, you are.
You are.
Did your little feelings get hurt?
No, not at all. I'm just telling you.
Did your little feelings get hurt? Did I say that your parents smoke crack and then your little feelings got hurt? Show me on the doll where the Batman on the radio hurt your feelings.
Can I say something?
You said plenty.
It's not in your face with Drew Garabo anymore, is it?
Yes, right now it is. Me and you, buddy. Right, we're going toe to toe. Okay. Let's do this.
Toe to toe.
Let's do it. Come on.
All right, where are you going to be tonight? I want to eat England.
I'll be at the Bellevue Biltmore Golf Course, where we'll be having a private dinner where we do our pairings for our show tomorrow. I don't think we've mentioned once this week. We'll be broadcasting live from the Mike Allstott Charity Golf Tournament with many celebrities slated to appear on our show. Would you like to come by and I'll buy a Yingling?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a sincere offer, but I can see that you have no interest in in camaraderie, which is what I'm trying to share with you, my friend.
I'm just trying to spice up your show.
Thank you. I'm sorry, once again, that you think our show needed spicing up like this, but your spice that you had was cumin. That was your spice, cumin, as in cumin your mouth. Thank you. 727-579-1025.
Well, that's not fair that people aren't voting for you because of your past track record.
Damn right. Not fair at all, so stop it immediately, stupid heads.
It should be based off your vocals and performance.
Ugh, I'll lose for sure.
And
Joey.
Your face.
Hi, Joey, how are you?
It's not okay.
What's okay? What's not okay? Wait, we're not doing that yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, listen, here's the reason why.
Why?
Okay, because...
Joey Baggett Donuts here.
It's a conspiracy.
Damn right.
Because my theory is that Calta got the morning show... Just like the debate, you beat him in the debate a while back.
Well, I don't know about that.
You beat him on everything, but...
Oh, my God, I've closed to 5%! I've closed to 5%! Keep voting! Keep voting! Keep voting! Garabo! Garabo! Attica! Attica! I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll maintain professional demeanor.
No, but listen, I mean, they got to have the morning show guy win because that's like the anchor of the whole day. And so,
yeah.
You're never going to win, but even though you're better, you're never going to win.
Never! You saying I'm never going to win?
Never going to win.
5%. Less than 5%. It's 4.6%.
What do you mean the morning show guy's got to win? SBK's up by 30%.
Yeah, he's beating the morning guy, the anchor. Rick, what's your theory on why we're losing? Then we're going to break for it's okay, it's not okay. Go.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. A little fired up. I could see I've been given a glimmer of hope of beating Carmen, 52.7%. Garabo, 47.3%. Please don't stop voting for Drew Garabo. Now go.
You're losing because the expectation for you is a lot higher than Carmen. Carmen's getting the sympathy vote because you clearly have more talent than her.
Clearly.
And, you know, people feel sorry for her.
Oh, my God. This guy is so right. They expect, because I am such a troubadour, they expect, my God, I expect great melodies from Drew Garabo. Whereas Carmen, she's a pretty face. She's a big boob or two. She's a nice butt with a tattoo right there where it counts. So they're like, oh, yeah, so she can't carry it to you. I've had the time of my life. Oh, it sounds great, Carmen. You're so hot. We had such low expectations for you. No, I've never felt like this before. Oh, you sound so awesome. You're not better than Drew, but gosh, you exceeded the low expectations we had for you. You're so great. Thank you, man. You really helped me get my head around this.
And I really mean that. That's the truth. And I don't think it has much to do with her being a girl. You would have a problem against anybody over there because you're clearly more talented. So it is what it is.
Oh, got a guy telling me I'm a dick. We got a guy telling me I'm talented. Maybe you're all right. Who knows? But
they are.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a talented dick.
Thank you very much. It got Peter North and John Holmes and Ron Jeremy a career. So thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right.
Have a great day. Man, that was awesome. That really made me feel okay.
I like that you're really tapping into the competitor deep down inside of Drew Garabo.
Oh, yeah. TheBoneOnline.com, and please vote. And in case you missed all of the clips, we do have a clip of Carmen singing her part. And I have it right here. Hold on 1 second. Here's a clip of Carmen singing. Now I've had the time of my life. No, I've never felt like this before. I swear it is the truth. Hell and all to you, cause I've had it. Vote for me, though my expectations are lower. I owe it all to you. Ooh. Now here's mine. I have a clip of that. I've been waiting here so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me. Take it, Carmen. We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy. All right, good, Carmen. Now I'll sing. Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. Your turn, Carmen. Now we take each other's hands, cause we seem to understand future. That's great, sweetheart. So vote for whoever you think sung better. So
you should just prepare for a call from the Mike Calta Show tomorrow morning.
727-579-1025. Hey, go to the tape. Just watch the video that's up of me on the... Oh, right. So when we come back, it's okay, it's not okay. It involves something that they do while filming a movie that I think we might not have all had experience with, but, man, it sure does come off more than a little creepy. And we'll tell you what it is next on It's Okay, It's Not Okay on Drew Garabo Live. But don't forget to vote Garabo, TheBoneOnline.com. Now, a lot of us out there, we've got our strengths and we've got our weaknesses. One of my weaknesses, one of my many weaknesses, if we're being honest... I'm no good at remembering dates that matter. Even with the Outlook reminders, even with Post-it notes, I still forget important stuff. Anniversaries, mom's birthday, cousin's birthdays, nephew's birthdays. I don't even know what Hanukkah is this year. ProFlowers has come out with the ultimate solution to ensure that this never happens again. ProFlowers has just launched their brand new Pro Gifter service, the easiest, most fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same up to a year in advance. You procrastinate, you forget that anniversary or birthday, this is a service for us. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. You'll save time and money, up to $70 in savings. You're going to look thoughtful and like you spent a lot more than you did. Pro Flowers, by the way, all the flowers pass a 7-point quality check before they ship them, so you know they're going to look good. I know you're thinking of that occasion right now that you should send flowers for. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage, pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you are done. That's ProFlowers.com.